It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Well, welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com, where we discuss child health topics ranging from the crib to the country club, from diapers to the diploma, from the bassinet to the boardroom. Well, you get the idea. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin. Hopefully, in today's podcast, I can give you some useful information and get you to smile at the same time. Today, we're going to discuss the American Academy of Pediatrics' recently published statement about the dangers of trampolines. Well, as any of my patients will tell you, this is one of my hot buttons, trampolines. And I'm going to be right up front with you. I don't like them. And I don't think they're good toys for children because I see so many injuries on them. Broken arms, broken legs, sprained ankles and necks, and even permanent neurologic injuries. Well, here's a DocSmo pearl for you. There is no toy that is so much fun that it's worth the risk of your child sustaining a lifelong injury. None. Well, I think after you learn a few facts about trampolines in today's podcast, you'll see what I'm talking about. Well, here's a summary of what health experts say about trampolines from the Academy's statement. Jumping on a trampoline is dangerous, plain and simple. Approximately 83,000 children a year in the U.S. are injured jumping on trampolines. You heard me right, 83,000. When children jump, especially when multiple children jump on the same trampoline, they're at risk of injuring their entire body. Lower extremity injuries, mostly involving the ankle, account for about half of trampoline injuries. Upper extremity injuries, most commonly bone fractures, account for 35% of trampoline injuries and usually occur when a child falls entirely off the trampoline. Head and/or neck injuries, the most frightening of them all, account for the final 15% of trampoline injuries, with 0.5% of trampoline injuries resulting in permanent neurologic damage. Although 0.5% may seem like a minuscule percentage, if your child is unlucky enough to be a part of that 0.5%, your family will be 100% affected. Now, the three biggest causes of trampoline-related injuries are multiple children jumping at once, falling completely off the trampoline, and collisions of your child with the trampoline frame or springs. Now, because children younger than 6 years old typically have less developed motor skills and weigh less than the older children jumping with them, they are at greater risk of dislocating and/or breaking their bones. Somersaulting and flipping increases the risk of head, neck, and spine injury, which can result in devastating and permanent consequences. So here's a DocSmo advice to parents about trampolines. If you don't have one, don't get it. If you do have a trampoline, as I'm sure many of you do, here are some important things you can do to minimize the problems. The trampoline should be placed on a level surface, as close to the ground as possible, and in a hazard-free area. Padding on the trampoline should cover both the frame and the springs and should be frequently inspected to make sure it's in good condition. Children must be 6 years old or older to use the trampoline. Only one child is allowed on the trampoline at a time. Not only is this the safest option, but it provides your children with an opportunity to practice the art of sharing and taking turns. Somersaults and flips are not permitted under any circumstances. Let me repeat that. This is the most important rule. Somersaults and flips, you should not permit kids to do this. This is way too dangerous. And active supervision by adults willing and able to enforce the rules should occur at all times. And I want you to remember this Doc's Mo Pearl. Adult supervision requires that adults actually supervise. Well, I hope that increased your trampoline IQ. Portable, practical pediatrics is our goal with every post. If you have a story about trampolines that you want to tell, or any comments that you think our listeners would like to hear, take a moment to send a comment into my website, www.docsmo.com, or post a comment on iTunes. Your feedback is invaluable. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from Studio 1E, that's the first child's bedroom, on the east side of my house, hoping your child's backyard leaping doesn't end up in everybody weeping. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.